This is a dummy's guide to monetizing your podcast.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, I'm Ty Gaucher.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
And in this episode, you'll discover the only two ways you can monetize any podcast in 2026 and how much you can expect to make from each one.
The shocking maths about making a full-time income through a podcast with ads and sponsors.
And finally, how to decide which path to monetization will be easiest for you, for where you are right now. Welcome back to another Thursday episode where we share with you stories, break down marketing principles, and give you actionable strategies to grow and monetize your podcast way faster. If you've been podcasting for a matter of months or years, maybe 2 years, maybe even five, and you're still not making any real money from the show, this episode right here is going to save you years of confusion.
I think, Tyke, we get on calls frequently with podcasters, smart business owners, experts, consultants, who should absolutely be thinking about monetizing. So they should be thinking about monetizing, and they should be monetizing. But the truth is, 9 times out of 10, they aren't making any money from their show. And it's because they don't know what monetization should even look like for them. They're essentially confused as to how they would monetize. So we want to give you a very simple, straightforward guide on the only two ways that you can make money from your podcast. That's right. There's only two ways, which is what, Tyke?
You can either sell your stuff or sell other people's stuff. That's it. Of course, within these two ways of monetizing, it can look very different. Give us some examples of how it can look when a podcaster decides to sell their own stuff. For the person listening right now, would sell your stuff.
So if you didn't catch on, this really is selling your own stuff. It can be selling your coaching, your course, consulting, membership, books that you have and have written, your services. Again, selling your own product where you keep the money is very simple. That's great, Ty. Can you make this more real by giving us some simple maths of what monetizing through this method would look like?
Well, I did start a university degree in mathematics before dropping out after 2 weeks to pursue music. So sure I can. Emphasis on the word simple maths. Let's say you have 1,000 listeners per episode and you sell a $1,000 offer for your coaching. If one person buys, you make $1,000. And if four people buy, you make $4,000. And that's it. You don't need thousands of buyers. You need only a few aligned buyers. And if you have 200 listeners, let's say you sell a $2,000 service. If two people buy in a month, you make $4,000. It's completely realistic, by the way. We see those type of numbers happen very, very regularly. In fact, most of our clients are within those ballparks.
And I think what's important to note here is if you're selling your own stuff, in order to make real money, and to us making real money means like thousands of dollars each month, realistically, you know, anywhere from 5,000 plus each month from your podcast at that listener base of, let's say, 200 listeners per episode, that's great. That's fantastic. But for this to work, you obviously need to have your own thing to sell. And this works exceptionally well when your product is expensive. So again, if you have coaching, if you have, you know, high level mentorship, monthly mentorship that charges a lot, that's when this works exceptionally well. Because you can have a small audience, but if they're targeted and you have something high value to sell, you're able to make real money. You don't need to have thousands of listeners in order to make that income. We had one of our clients, Sheridan, who actually made $12,000 in a single month with a listenership below 500 downloads per month. Now for her, she had two sales at 6K. But again, Ty, what's the catch when it comes to selling your own stuff?
Well, the catch is that you have to deliver once someone pays you. So if you sell coaching, someone pays you and then you coach. Or if you sell a course, someone pays you and then you hopefully support your customers and obviously create a great course. Well, some courses don't have support, right? But either way, you have to do some work, right? You control the whole thing. You have potential for huge margins at the price to pay of more responsibility.
And it's really that simple, right? Who knew that if you sold stuff, coaching, consulting, you'd have to actually fulfill and put in the effort to help your customers get the results that you promised them. But that is option one, selling your own stuff. Now, what's option two, Tig? Selling other people's stuff. What does that look like?
Well, selling other people's stuff is things like ads, sponsors, affiliate links, where you don't own the product, you're just the middleman. And you're not getting paid for getting your audience's attention, then delivering something after they pay. You're just getting paid for the getting your audience's attention part. You're not doing anything after they pay. Let's again use the 1,000 listeners. The industry average for podcast ads, and you can look this up for yourself, is around $25 per 1,000 listeners per episode. Meaning that if you have 1,000 listeners per episode and you run one ad to that episode, you would make about $25. And if you just regularly get 1,000 listeners an episode, you release once a week, you're looking at about $100 a month.
Ooh,
I'll say it once more.
So exciting.
You're looking at about $100 a month.
Oh, I'm so buzzing to get to that 1,000 listeners per episode. Now, obviously, me and Tig are joking and we're making fun of this, but when we speak to business owners and experts who first discover this piece of data, that if they grew their audience to 1,000 listens per episode and they're gonna get paid $25 for it, the reaction is basically always the same, which is, that sucks. Like, really? That's barely anything. And the reason is, well, imagine if you put years of effort into the show. For most people, they spend years on their podcast and they barely break 200, 300 listens per episode. That's if they're not working with me and Tig, of course, in our Get More Listens Academy, which is our one-on-one
program. Well, well, well.
Giving you the steps to grow and monetize your podcast without the guesswork by getting you ranked on page one of Apple and Spotify.
How much are we getting paid for that ad, Anthony? $25?
$25, but well, hopefully more than 25, way more than
$25. Okay.
But look, the reason why you mention this is you do all this work and you barely even are at 1,000 listens. So let's say it takes you another 3 to 4 years to get to 1,000 listens per episode for you then to only profit $25 from that. And I say profit, that's the wrong word. For you to make $25 a month, which probably isn't enough to cover your monthly podcast expenses. Now, what if, Tig, we get to 10,000 listens per episode?
Well, at 10,000 listeners per episode, we wouldn't be $25, it would be $250 per episode. Again, if you release weekly, you're looking at $1,000 a month. For a whopping 40,000 downloads a month, you could earn $1,000 per month.
Got it. Well, look, I think we've made the point of how worthwhile getting paid advertising on your podcast really is.
Or really isn't. Now, that's ads. Sponsors are different. They're harder. Sponsors can pay more because it's based on the negotiation. It's dependent on the company, what you arrange, and there's a lot more factors involved than just running ads, which you can arrange with probably your podcast host and platform. With sponsors, you can have the same 1,000 listeners an episode, but potentially negotiate a $4,000 a month deal. We had a client who was getting just over that. He was getting between 1,000 and 2,000 downloads an episode and did negotiate a $4,000 a month deal. Obviously, this much outperforms the rate for ads, whereas that, you know, that would only like $50. But to get to that point, your show must be very specific. You must know your audience very deeply. And we don't just mean like think you know them or maybe have met a couple. We mean you must have very specific data points that would make your show and your audience a no-brainer to that company, because they can feel very confident that if they pay you X, your audience is going to spend Y at that company over a matter of months. This sounds great, but most podcasters never reach this stage because of the nature of having a really specific show that you can grow to a really good level and then have the ability to make those connections with companies, pitch them in a way that proves the value of the podcast, gets the deal done, and then delivers on that. There's a lot of steps involved, and it's not just handed on a plate the same way that you can just turn on the tap for ads, but obviously you make a much lower rate. As you can see, there are trade-offs for every method.
Now, you might be wondering, well, what's the real difference? Well, the real difference between selling your stuff versus selling ads. When it comes to selling your stuff, it works with a much smaller audience. You have way higher leverage, and the margins, how much money you get to keep per sale, is massive. But of course, with that comes the responsibility of essentially running an actual business. Now, if you're a business owner, there's just part of the gig. Whereas with selling ads, it requires you to have a much larger audience. For most people, getting to that audience size might take you years. And then let's say you get to that audience size, the payout per listener is so small, $25 per 1,000 listeners that you reach. And again, you can look at your current numbers and work out the maths for yourself. But if you do get to that point, the fulfillment, of course, is easier. And you essentially get to create content and make money, which for a lot of people also is the dream. So the question becomes, well, what one should you choose? I think for us, Tug, we have a very simple rule, right? Which is what?
From our perspective, if you have something to sell, sell your stuff. It's faster, it requires way fewer listeners to make dramatically more money. And if you're on the journey of building a business and creating something to offer your listeners, like you're in the market to, like you're already sold on, you are happy to deliver something to your listeners, you want to do that part of the work, then you may as well take the path that just rewards you much greater financially. If you want to be a pure podcaster, meaning if you just want to be a podcaster without worrying about delivering anything outside of the show, like you don't want to fulfill anything you need, then of course you need tens of thousands of listeners, a very specific niche with the data and long-term patience with the growth to get to that scale of audience where making money that way becomes very financially viable. And of course, when you do, you can do so in a way that you just hit record and you make that money. Ultimately, there really is no magic monetization button, and there's no version that you just keep podcasting and suddenly money appears. Given the lack of clarity around how to really monetize a podcast and what makes sense for different situations, what would you say the biggest mistake most podcasters make around monetization, Anthony?
I think the biggest mistake that we see podcasters making is trying to play both halfway, but not really committing to one, and then having the misconception that either one's going to be, you know, is easier or harder. Like, they both require significant amount of effort to pull off. But again, if you're not decided on which one, you're stuck at a halfway point, never committing and therefore never getting the results you properly want. Now, for me and Tig, we want you to just take a moment and ask yourself a simple question, which is, are you building a business through your podcast where you make sales from your listeners? Or are you building a media brand that other companies will pay you for the audience you have built? Look, if your answer is you want to build your business through your podcast, but it has been months, if not years, where your reach has been so low that monetizing your show feels impossible. Every passing day that goes without you having the right growth and monetization strategy keeps you stuck spinning your wheels. And that's why me and Ty created the Get More Listeners Academy, which is our personalized one-on-one program that gives you proven steps you can take to fast track your way 5 to 10,000 monthly downloads without the guesswork. If that sounds interesting, go to the show notes, click the first thing that you see, and book a strategy session where you'll speak to me directly and we'll get clear on what's been holding you back from faster growth and monetization. Or visit getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast. And with that being said, we'll catch you in the next episode.
See you Monday.